This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
We have prayed. Bringing us the word tonight is our Father, the Apostle over this commission, Bishop David Oyedepo. Give Jesus a big hand as we receive our Father.
Praise the Lord. It's been awesome. God's presence is real here. Everyone is returning a changed person. Changing level from glory to glory. As I sat down there, I began to see the future. There is rising an army of world changers. They will be in their thousands in this commission. It shall be the highest concentration of giants the world ever knew. No one can be sold out to God and not stand out in life. Is the covenant right of all truly dedicated individuals. You are dedicated to me wherever I stand, there also my servant will be. And if you are, my Father will honor you. John 12, 24 to 26. Grace to maintain and keep growing in your dedication to God, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. As I watched those various ministrations, what I heard were not the songs. What I saw was a release of creative anointing. Not one of you will ever be stranded in life. God does not look for solutions, He creates them. He has no laboratory for it. He creates them. The world was without form and void, and God came up and created the brand new world. And the fullness thereof. So I see you going forth, creating solutions. I see you going creating solutions. Creative minds never get stranded. Creative minds never get stranded. Not one of you will be stranded in life. I saw an unleashing of the manifold creative wisdom of God coming upon your life. Grace to stay connected to the mains so as to keep enjoying the flow of the virtue. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Our past does not count with God. If a man has been doing righteousness and he got tired of it and began to do evil, God will forget the righteousness that he did before. No reference to your past. If a man has been doing evil and he turned his life over to Jesus and began to do that which is right, he will forget all the evil he did before. So stay awake. You are going to where no skill can take you. Where no connection can take you. Where no big uncle and big father can take you. When a man picks you to lift you, he can only lift you to where his hand can reach. But when the everlasting arm of God picks you, it throws you up into everlasting heights. Above all nations. Everlasting height. Above all nations. Everlasting height. Above all nations. Everlasting height. Above all nations. That shall be your portion. Also, like begets like. Giants don't give birth to dwarfs. And dwarfs can't give birth to giants. Every true son and daughter of a giant ends up a giant. Every true son. Every true daughter of a giant ends up a giant. Because the seed of a giant is in him. Every single one of you will touch what I have not touched. I have touched a few things. There is no way a just history of the Church of Christ will be written on this earth today, and when my time comes and I go to heaven, that this place will not be a point of reference. In the same way, I release you to impact the families of the earth. For the patience of faith that takes a man little by little into the fullness of God's agenda, receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the times of refreshing. Thank you for the teachings from the beginning of this day, the specialized sessions also. Thank you for the Holy Ghost baptism and service. Thank you for the exhibitions. And thank you for the powerful ministrations of tonight. Thank you for those kids from Leavers. Thank you for the grace poured on them. And thank you, Lord, for their teachers. Lord, thank you for all our children, teachers in this church. Thank you for a good hand upon their lives. Let your grace remain upon them. As they help the children of others, Lord, send help to their own children. In Jesus' precious name. Has this been a great time of refreshing for you? Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise and get peace. Thank you, Jesus. Spirituality is key to fulfillment of destiny. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. Spirituality is profitable unto all things. Having the promise of the life which now is, and the one which is to come. It takes spirituality to sustain the grace of God upon our lives. It takes spirituality to sustain the grace of God upon our life. And this convention, among others, is to steer a strong spiritual reorientation. So no one plays away his destiny. Spirituality secures the future and eternity. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even that thy soul prospereth. Even, that means to the level. To the level of the prosperity of your soul. 3 John and verse 2. And it takes spirituality to make heaven. It takes spirituality to make heaven. So it's profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is, and the one which is to come. Be not deceived. The unrighteous are not inherit the kingdom of God. And it takes spirituality to walk in righteousness. It takes being conscious of life in the kingdom to walk in righteousness. My prayer that we not just make it great here, but we make it great to heaven.
Amen.
You want to be part of that? Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
So I'm speaking to this subject, beware of the ongoing new generation syndrome. Beware of the ongoing new generation syndrome that celebrates iniquity and tries to explain it away, because the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Whosoever led shall be led. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, until he be taken out of the way. So the agenda of the enemy is to get people out of the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He wants to get people out of the way. Through the mystery of iniquity, using Greek and Hebrew to confuse people. And makes righteousness an appropriation, not an actualization. Beware of the new generation syndrome that's plaguing the body of Christ today. Its purpose is to get God's people out of the way, so God can turn their back on them, like he did to Solomon. Solomon, God's beloved, became God's enemy. He turned his back on God, and God turned his back on him. Spirituality is the way out, is the way forward, and is the way upward. Spirituality is the way out of any entanglements of hell, the way forward in our walk with God, and the way upward as it secures eternity. Beware of the new generation syndrome. What is spirituality? Just a rundown. A few points here. Spirituality connotes or can be defined as a delightful pursuit of God. A delightful pursuit of God. Like the 112 man in Psalm 112 verse 1-3. Blessed is the man that fears God and delights himself greatly in his commandments. What happens? His seed shall be mighty upon earth. Not just the seed that came out of him alone, but his generation shall be blessed. This man, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness will endure through his generations. A delightsome pursuit of God. 1977, the Lord showed me from A.W. Tozer's book, The Pursuit of God, Psalm 63, verse 8. My soul followeth hard after thee, O God, and thy right hand upholdeth me. The Lord said to me then, the harder you follow me, the higher you fly. The harder you follow me, the higher you fly. We followed hard to come to Canaan land. It's a hard followership. It's a hard followership. To stop the church in Lagos and move to the forest of unknown. It's a hard, but my God, I was 23 when the Lord said to me, the harder you follow me, the higher you fly. Spirituality is a delightsome pursuit of God. What is spirituality? Undying crave to please God. For me to live is Christ, Paul said, and to die is gain. Philippians 1:21. And then he went on and said, yeah, I need to exercise myself to always have a conscience that is void of offense, both towards God and towards man. Acts 24 and verse 16. Exercise myself. I'm craving to please God. He said, exercise that rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits little, but spiritual exercise is profitable unto all things. A crave to please God. An undying crave to please God. He said, my father sent me with me. He has not left me alone because I do always the things that please him. John 8:29. That's Jesus speaking. I do always. So I secure always his presence. Number three, what is dedication? Is living by the dictates of scriptures. Living by the dictates of scriptures. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, without doing what I tell you to do? Luke 6 and verse 40. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man that beat his house upon the rock. Then came the storm and the wind and beat against that house, and it fell not because it's built upon the rock. Living by the dictates of scriptures creates a gorgeous future. A gorgeous future. A gorgeous, gorgeous future. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. If you hearken to my voice diligently and observe to do what I tell you to do, I will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Above all nations of the earth. Nothing of value is free. Value is a function of cost. Buy the truth and sell it not. Proverbs 23, verse 23. And wisdom and understanding. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. You buy, it's at a cost. It's at a cost. You buy instructions, it's at a cost. When the word says flee, flee. The word says pray, pray. The word says, watch, watch. Every truth that adds value is at a cost. Every truth that adds value is at a cost. What is spirituality? A genuine passion for the word. Joshua 1:8, this book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. You meditate upon it day and night, day and night. Observe to do what's written there, and then you make your way prosperous, and you have good success. Joshua 1:8, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. Give attention to reading, to exhortations, and to doctrine. Verse 15 of it, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Word addiction will always result in a word of celebration. Your profiting is appearing to all. Everybody say, oh, now, see what God is doing. See what God is doing in his life. See what God is, what's happening in his life. What is spirituality? A genuine love for God. A genuine proven love for God. Let us not just love in word nor in tongue, but in truth and in deed. 1 John 3:18. A proven love for God makes high flyers in the kingdom. For eyes have not seen nor ears heard what God has prepared for them that love him. One of the proofs of our love for him, among others, is our love for souls, to see souls saved. Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I do. Go after my lamb. Little children, theirs is the kingdom of God. Go after them. Simon, do you love me? Say, I love you, sir. Go after my sheep. Third time, don't get angry. Do you really love me? Go after my sheep. It's one of the major proofs of our love for God. And then, of course, given. He said, this do to prove the sincerity of your love. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 8. What is spirituality? A commitment to a life of prayer. Commitment to a life of prayer. Commitment to a life of prayer. The Spirit of God speaks, Jesus speaks to this end that a man always ought to pray and not to faint. Luke 18:1. And he said, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Praying always with all prayers in the Spirit for all saints. Ephesians 6, verse 18. When thou prayest, not if thou prayest. So it's an agenda. And prayer does not only change things, prayer changes people. As Jesus prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his robes were white and glittering. And God said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye. Luke 9. 28-35. Prayer does not only change things, prayer changes people. As we appear in his presence, we are changed into the same image made by the Spirit of God from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. Let's therefore come to the throne of grace so we can behold him. Amen. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. These are all factors that define true spirituality. And number 9 or 8 as we conclude. T taking responsibility for one's personal sanctification. Jesus said in John 17 verse 19, "For their sake, I sanctify myself." So I must say, and you must say, for the sake of heaven, I must sanctify myself. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 19 to 21. In the great house there are many vessels, some to honor, some to dishonor. And in verse 21, if any man purge himself of all these things, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified. He purges himself to be sanctified. I'm fit for every good work. He purges himself to be sanctified and made for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. A spiritual man takes responsibility to sanctify himself. You have this hope in you, purify yourself. 1 John 3:3. Nobody takes an adult to the bathroom. He takes himself there to clean up if he's not sick. You wash babies, that's okay. But for your mother to bath for you before you go for NYSC, it's a problem. But when you are going to work, he said, "Come, let me bathe for you." It's a nice hug. The foundation of God is departure from sin. When the foundation is destroyed, salvation will mean nothing. Who then is a spiritual man? One that walks in the fear of God as a lifestyle. Joseph said, "But I fear God." And Daniel, they said, they could not find any error in his ways. Daniel 6, 4 to 5. Genesis 42 and verse 18. Who is a spiritual man? One who lives by the word. One who lives by the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Man, one who follows, who lives by the instructions of the word. Proverbs 4 and verse 13. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16 and 17. All scriptures given by the inspiration of God, and it delivers its profitability through its principles, its corrections, its reproofs, and its instructions. Now, that implies 75% of the book is about instructions. So, if all you are doing is flying about with principles, you're wasting time. If you get all the 25%, it's not equal to pass mark. It's instructions that give you the marks. That makes you a prize winner. Living by the word is embracing the instructions of scriptures as a lifestyle. Embracing the instructions of scriptures as a lifestyle. You want to prosper? It is only on the basis of his covenant, not your idea, not your principles. And what's his covenant? Why the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not see. What does that mean? You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you reap sparingly. So everyone that sows in his heart, let him give. So sowing and reaping is giving and receiving, my friend. You wanted that instruction? You keep struggling for life. Struggling for life. Palpitating. Gasping. He said, when I left that place, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Philippians 4, 15 to 19. For you sent unto my necessity once and again. So it's not a giving once and for all. Therefore my God shall supply all your needs like he does mine, supernaturally. I've never begged or borrowed 41 years of ministry. Sorry, 42. 42 years of ministry. I've never called anybody on phone in my life. Can you hear? We've never had any special caucus meeting in this ministry for financial purpose. I've never taken overdraft in any bank in my life. As a matter of fact, I entered the last bank in 1989. Because I'm not going there to borrow, so I can always tell them to send me my money. Praise God. Hallelujah. The only one I entered after that was Microfinance Bank when they were opening. They said, you come and pray. I said, do you know something? This is my second time of entering any bank in Lagos. You won't do what he says. You will stay there for life. There are many poor pastors who preach prosperity with all sweat. Preaching does not make it happen. You can preach others into wealth and remain a pauper. It's not you. It's the word you preach that they believed and operated with. And then they're flying. A spiritual man lives by the instructions of scripture. Lives by the instructions. Now, he that winneth souls is wise. And they that be wise, they shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And he that turns to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Instruction. Instruction. Who is a spiritual man? Number three, one who walks in the light of obedience. No one took it from me. Jesus said, I laid it by myself. I power to lay it down and power to take it again. The light of obedience. Number four, who is a spiritual man, one that judges himself truly. Don't wait for someone else to call you a fool. Discover your folly before anyone else does. And you will escape that insult. Discover your folly before anyone else does. And turn away from it. And then you remain a wise man. Judging yourself truly. He said, examine yourself whether you be in the faith or not. Know ye not, except ye be reprobate. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. If you judge yourself truly, we shall not be judged. But if you wait for someone to judge us, then we are condemned. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 11, 31. Who is a spiritual man, one that manifests the fruit of the Spirit. By their fruits we shall know them. Not by their speech, not by their appearance, but by their fruit. The fruit of the Spirit includes love, joy, peace, long-suffering, righteousness. Galatians 5, 22-24. And then Romans 14, verse 17. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. The fruit of the Spirit is authentic proof of the redeemed. Without this fruit happening in our life, then we need to turn on time before it's too late. Number six, one that is committed to fellowshipping with the saints. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them that appears in Zion before the Lord. Why? Fellowship is God's service station where we refuel for the race. Hebrews 3:13, the word says, exhort yourself one another daily, why it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So it's like a car wash. You drive your vehicle there and then it sprays whatever thing, and cleans you up, and then you drive out. So we clean up in fellowship. You are now clean by the words I've spoken to you. John 15 and verse 3. That thou mightest cleanse by the washing of water by the word of God. Ephesians 5 and verse 26. So we clean up in fellowship. We go from strength to strength in fellowship. Therefore, forsake not the fellowship of one with another, as some of you do. Hebrews 10, 25. Much more so, as you see the days approaching, you see the mystery of iniquity just raging across the world. Raging across the world. I had some discussion today with some discussant on one Christian channel. Now, the Roman Empire collapsed through moral decadence. They were clapping and yelling at people being killed without feeling. So he said, let America be warned. This ongoing moral decadence may lead to the collapse of that kingdom. It's an American speaking. Who will ever believe that that great nation will descend to where they are now? It takes time to build. It doesn't take time to bring down. This building looks so magnificent. A liter of petrol will do justice to it and level it before you wake up in the morning. No destiny here will collapse. So it's no strange thing. It has happened before. History is repeating itself. But may we be on the positive side of history. We're looking at New Generation Syndrome and we stop wherever we need to stop. We are admonished to stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way where our Father walk and we walk in it, then we find rest for our souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. You know why? We're a new generation of people. Jeremiah 6, 16 and 17. The Bible also states that for whatever things were written before time, they were for our learning, that we might have hope, we upon whom the end of the world is come. Romans 15, 4. So whatever things were written then, they are written for our learning, so we don't fall in the same ditch that some of them fell into. No one ever gives birth to himself. Everyone living is born of a woman. Every new plant is a product of the seed from the old. This implies that every new thing is clearly a product of the old. If we are Abraham's seed, then we must do the works of Abraham, the work of obedience to God that Abraham did. John 8:39. And if you are in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and he has of the promise. Galatians 3:29. It is in following the blessings upon the old that we tap into a new order of blessings. Because every new generation is ordained to be an improvement on the previous. Isaiah 51, 1 to 3. Hearken unto me, O ye that love righteousness, look unto the rock from which you are hewn. Look unto Abraham your father and Sarah your mother. I called him alone and blessed him. For the Lord shall bless the church, the redeemed, after the same order. It will turn our wilderness to Eden and our desert to the garden of the Lord. And jungles alone shall be had in us. Now, that's God's word concerning Abraham. And that's God's word concerning the church. But we have to do the works of Abraham to experience the blessings of Abraham. The work of obedience. That's why no new generation can emerge or thrive without genuine connectivity to the old. Without genuine connectivity to the old. Without genuine connectivity to the old. I have a word of faith mandate from heaven. I mean, but he tied me to the loins of Egan, who had that before me, to realize what he gave me to do. And I heard him say to me, pattern your ministry after this man. Say it on from heaven. Every new generation emerges from genuine connectivity to the old before him. One cannot be dedicated, for instance, to God like Daniel and not emerge tops in his endeavors. It's written for example. Dedicated to the point of death. And God brought him back to life. He lived with the lions overnight and came out unscratched. I remember declaring to a few of our leaders October 3rd, 1984, who are believing God for 3,000 naira to pay off the church rent. And I said to them humorously, I said, now that we're all at the same level, I said, if I had this money, God will not appeal to me to give it. But now that we are at the same level, understand what I'm saying, because the time is coming when some of us will take off in the air. And you start saying, we don't even know what they're using. I said, let me tell you what I'm using. I'm sold out to God. It was impromptu speech. It was not prepared speech. You can't forget who you are. I'm sold out to God. I signed that pact. 1976, September 12th, to make God my reason for living. He's showing today. One cannot be faithful like Abraham in his walk with God and not be supernaturally impactful. Abraham was 75, had an army to himself some years after that could take on the army of another nation. What an impact. What an empire God built by him. One cannot follow God's leading like Isaac and not become the envy of his world. So, you have some teaching today on vision. The mystery behind the dominion of every God-given vision is God's manifest presence that knows no barriers. If God is the one sending you somewhere, you won't smell. You won't think. You won't struggle to make things happen. If God is the one sending you, beware of sending yourself to where God has not sent you. You can't back up yourself. But when God sends a man, he goes before him to make the crooked path straight. Isaiah 45:1-3. He goes with him. I'm your shepherd. Even when you pass through shadow of water, shadow of death, I shall be with you. He goes with you. Now, number three, he walks with you. That's what makes vision, heavenly vision, thick. A man walking by heavenly vision cannot be stopped. No spirit can stop. No change of government can stop himself. No bitter leader can stop him walking in the plan of God. And he walks with him. The Lord was walking with them because he sent them, confirming his word with signs and wonders following. We are following a heavenly vision. He walked through you. It's the Lord who has walked in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So he walked through you. And when you come to your wit's end, he walks for you. Now Philippians 2:13, and then he walks for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faith is that who also will do it. Will do it. Sir, God built Canaan land. Who did? He built this facility that we are in today 1 year. And what, only God can do that. Only God. He goes before to make the crooked path straight. We came into Lagos. In 2 weeks, we got all the facilities we needed. All the facilities. Straight on. No struggle. They were all prepared like the house that was never ridden. That no one ever went on it. The house we lived in Lagos has been completed 5 years without anybody in it. The church, building had been completed. No one living in there. God kept it. He sent us to the right place. And he got everything walking distance. Awesome God. Where the staff stayed, a block of 6 flats, just been completed. No one has taken a part of it. He goes before you to make the way pass straight. Praise God. That's why we don't toy. Don't mistake ambition for vision. You'll be struggling to make it work. You'll be struggling all your life to make it work. I'm as relaxed as here. I'm walking in the center of God's plan. I'm walking consciously in the center of God's plan. I'm walking deliberately without faking it. My prayer, because the end time army will be an army of visionaries. They shall walk everywhere in his way, everywhere in his path, and they shall not break their arms. They shall not break their arms. I have not been involved in any form of business in 42 years. I've never bought a thing from one nation to sell another one in my life. I've not taken a dime from books or tapes. I don't know whether they said it or not. Right? In my life. A spiritual man wants to walk in the center of God's plan. He cherishes it. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. They seem right, but they are wrong. God said to me in heaven, your future, not in your plan. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. He said, for I know my thoughts or my plans for you, says the Lord, the plan of welfare and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Revised Standard Version, please. That's the Bible I was using then. To give you a future and a hope. So your future is not in your plan. Your future is not in your ambition. Your future is in God's plan. May you enjoy working in God's plan. Yeah. In case it doesn't show you what the plan is, said, stand ye on the watch. Amen. Amen. Habakkuk 2, 1 to 3. And the Lord said, write the vision. So you don't have to wait for him to say, Lord, what do you do for me? Not what do you like. Not what you desire. The end time is the era of visionaries. People walking consciously in the center of God's plan for them. Not junketing around the world like wandering stars. One generation shall serve you to another and declare their mighty works. Any generation that disconnects from the former cannot thrive. Cannot thrive. Generation truth. There is no new generation truth. There is no old-fashioned truth. Truth is general. If you can't stop the sun from shining, you can't stop the truth from working. The truth is God's word and the two covenants, the old and the new, and both were ratified to one through the blood of Jesus. And we now call it the blood of the everlasting covenant. It that we didn't come to this Old Testament. He came to fulfill it. That's Old Testament, and he answers. God in Sunday time, in that, spoken to us by the prophet, but in this last day, speaking to us by his Son. The word was with God, and the word was God. He's speaking to us by his word. Old and New Testament together. You find the same people screaming and preaching from Old Testament, and they say the Old Testament is gone. I go, the Lord is my shepherd. No. Matthew 5:17, you think I've come to destroy the law? Nay, I've come to fulfill them. It's a living word.
Yes, yes, sir.
The New Testament, old and the new. God. He that dwells in the spirit of the all most high shall dwell in the is that New Testament? And the task of when he led them to the desert, is that New Testament? Praise God. I just quoted Jeremiah 29:11 now. Is that New Testament? People are just twisting the word to suit their own interest. Twisting the word, and people are following them. They are following them. English law preachers without proofs. No proofs. Sons and daughters in the house and all around the world, get hold of the book, Walking in the Newness of Life, to keep your foundation for your faith, and get that book, little book, Conquering Controlling Powers, and be free from the control of hell over your life. You saw a man now who was cheating, just lost. He was merely a believer. Jesus got to. Habalis told him only God can handle this. Habalis told him only God can handle it. You know when does it? So, and you are now with that God and you are still messing up. No. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Many of you need to break some stupid relationship right now. Otherwise, you are heading for a lifelong frustration. Don't be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. No matter how born again and anointed you are, if you go wrong in your relationship, you are heading for hell on earth. God forbid. God forbid. Not adjusted salvation, appropriated salvation, because you want to be married. What nonsense. You mustn't give the devil room to tamper with your destiny. Truth is truth. Take it or leave it. We can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. 2 Corinthians 13:8. God's word is valid for all times and all ages. It lives and abides forever. 1 Peter 1:23, Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth may pass away, but not a jot of my word will go unfulfilled. There are no private revelations in scriptures. Every revelation of the truth applies to whosoever is interested. Blessed is he that believeth, there shall be performance of those things which were told her from the Lord as contained in the book. It's your turn.
Amen.
It's your turn.
Amen.
What God says to one, he says to all. Mark 13:37. As long as the laws of nature remain intact, the laws of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus remain eternally intact. If you can't stop the sun from shining, you can't stop the world from working. You can't stop the moon from showing up in its time. You can't stop the world from working. Jeremiah 33:20-21.
For example, obedience is gateway to a world of breakthroughs. You observe to do what I tell you to do, I'll set you on high above all nations of the earth. No one can make heaven without righteousness, no matter who is rich in something else. 1 Corinthians 9, 6, 9 to 11, and 1 John 3, 7 and 8. Living right has no lifespan. We must keep at it till the end. We must keep at it till the end. Honoring one's parents is key to living a honorable life. Honor your father and your mother that it may be well with you. Young people hear this. Joseph prevailed by the blessings of the father. The blessings of the mother, the blessings of the womb and of the breast. You can't be killed with blessings on your life. No. Isaiah 65 verse 8. Isaiah 65 and verse 8. That is what it says. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and once yet destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. You carry a blessing, you become indestructible. They said, let us kill him. The blessing say, no, don't kill him, sell him. Sell him into his destiny. Don't kill him. The blessing will let them kill him. And he said, the blessing of the father has prevailed about the blessing of thy progenitors. Cause is meant to prevail where others travail. Learn to honor your parents in truth. And indeed, a young man in church here, he had me made some statements on this one Sunday. He just came back from NYC and went home that Sunday evening and manifested some honor or displayed some honor to his parents. By Tuesday, he got a job as a manager. Tuesday that followed. The blessings of the father prevailed. As you find some fellows just, who's my father for what? Can't tell me where I'm going. I'm a graduate. So you are now his father. My God, stop that! Honoring one's parents provokes a blessing. Bring me venison such as I love that my soul may bless you before I die. My grandmother proclaimed a blessing on me. I was 20 when I did some honor to her because she brought me up well. You did this for me? I said, yes. You shall be great. Amen. I was 20. I had no back account anywhere. I may not be great yet, but I'm not small. Amen. Amen. If I land at the airport and I'm going somewhere, even if our plane is not working, I ask for any plane that's working. Any, whichever has it. I'll go. Amen. I'll go. That's how small I am. Praise God. Don't miss it. Don't pull your shoulders against your parents. You are cutting down your destiny without knowing. Some fellows among you need to get home and apologize for any misbehaviors you have displayed. You're living on a golden bed. Your parents are sleeping on the mat. What a son. What a daughter. What a shame. Is the first commandment with a promise that it may be well with you. How many want to be well with them? Some folks are hanging around the world today. They don't even remember they have a parent. They don't. Some may never show up when their parents go to the great beyond. They may never show up. We don't have. So you can't have. It's part of our covenant responsibility, our spiritual responsibility. You won't miss it. In the name of Jesus Christ. So beware of this freelance Christianity, chocolate Christianity. Beware. Beware. Everything not convenient for them is Old Testament. Beware of the spirit of error. It's all over the world today. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that's not of God heareth not us. Thereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. When the word of God becomes distasteful to you, you're on your way out. James 5, 19 and 20. Beware of the spirit of error. Brethren, if any one of you do err from the truth, and one converted him or convert him, verse 20, let him know that he which converted is the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide the multitude of sins. So the spirit of error is to kill, to kill, to kill, eternal death. No one here will suffer that plague.
Amen.
Beware of the spirit of error. And it comes by twisting the truth. 2 Peter 3, 15 and 16. 2 Peter 3, 15 and 16. An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given him, has written unto you. Now, verse 16. And also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, of this age, in which are some things hard to be understood. We they that are unlearned and unstable twist or rest, as they do also other scriptures, unto their own destruction. They twist it. In Greek, it doesn't mean sin. No. Your spirit cannot sin. It's born again. It's your body that sins. The lust of the eyes, is that spirit? The lust of the flesh, is that spirit? The pride of life, is that spirit? No. They're twisted. Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. No unrighteous man shall make heaven. And what do you mean, sir? It's a list. Get down to the list. Neither thieves, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor one kind. Shall inherit the kingdom of God. And so, wow, some of you will become past tense. But now you are cleansed, and you are sanctified by the Spirit of the Lord. Take it therefore what you hear. Take it what you hear. Righteousness is one of our core pillars of faith in this commission. There are 12 pillars. You must be aware of them. As I told you, don't bring anybody into this meeting apart from members of the family. Praise God. Don't. Caution. 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 If your faith does not lead you to heaven, you're a loser. If it doesn't lead you to heaven, you're a loser. You will not become a loser. You make it through to the end. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
This is a night of spiritual reorientation. Victory over sin is the foundation of our faith. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. From their sins. Matthew 1:21. And he said in Acts 3 and verse 26, unto us first is Christ made known, unto you first, having raised God, having raised his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away everyone from his iniquities. So the blessings demand that we turn away from iniquities before we can realize them. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, The Lord knows them that are his, and let them under the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Foundational is foundational. That's the foundation of Christianity. Departure from iniquity to create a future. You depart from iniquity to create a future and secure eternity. A deliberate departure. What it means? Being religious is not same as being born again, so you can be in church forever. It doesn't mean you are born again. You show the fruit of repentance. Matthew 3:8. Show, bring forth fruits that's worthy of repentance. And interestingly, Luke 3:8, he's saying the same thing. Bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. Don't say I repent and there's no change. There must be a change. Repentance means turning away from the wrong to the right. Fruits worthy of repentance. By their fruits we shall know them. Matthew 7:16. Though we are saved by grace, we cannot continue in sin for grace to abound. Sin will turn grace to a disgrace. No one will end his journey in disgrace. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Salvation means the engracement to walk in the newness of life. Verse 4. Engracement to walk in the newness of life. We are saved by grace, Ephesians 2:8. I mean, but we can't sustain that grace by continuing in sin. Now let's see how the fallen fell out of grace. Samson lost the grace of divine strength to sexual perversion. His two eyes were plugged out. He became a toy in the hands of his enemy. Judges 16:1-21. Gehazi lost his ministry to the pursuit of ungodly gain. 2 Kings 5:10-20. Judas became a son of perdition through his love for money. You know the story. John 12:6, he was a thief. He finally stole Jesus. And he ended up committing suicide. But God will always give space for us to repent. And believers must be smart not to abuse it. The grace, the space given is not forever. No. Esau sought repentance, but it was too late. Judas' repentance, it was too late. These 10 times shall provoke me. I won't take it anymore. God is counting. May no one abuse the space of repentance granted by Christ. Amen. Revelation 2:21, I gave her space to repent of her fornication. But she repented not. Therefore, I will cast her into a bed. I'll torment her. No one can retain God's presence with sin. Two cannot walk together except they be agreed. If you do what I command you to do, I manifest myself to you. The mystery of iniquity is very much at work in the body of Christ today. We must build a bulwark against it. In the name of Jesus, no one shall end up a victim. Just like there are things to do to realize our prosperity heritage in Christ, there are things we must do to realize our righteousness in Christ. It's our birthright in Christ. But there is what to do to realize it. Therefore, I release the grace upon each one of our lives to step into a new walk with God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So we must be warned, we must beware and be warned of this end time syndrome. Satan is on a rampage to get as many as he can get out of the way. It won't get you. Amen. You won't miss your place with God. Amen. Lift up your right hand, everybody, and give God thanks. If you got anything from tonight's teaching, give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. We are breaking up the fallow ground to walk in righteousness. Give God thanks, everyone, From the depth of your heart, give him thanks. In Jesus' precious name, any habit you hate to see in your life must drop down here tonight. Moses chose to suffer with God's people than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. And imagine what came out of him. The greatest prophet that ever lived, unto whom God revealed the mystery of creation and cannot be faulted till now. He spoke to him face to face by refusing to enjoy the pleasure of saying for a season. Ameku kantenoya alampro kenepolia. If Joseph had gone into Potiphar's wife, he would have ended up as the chief cook of Potiphar. Chief cook of Potiphar. No! 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 He fled to secure his future. Aripuku akentane yeshiangaraba. Many have sold off their destiny without knowing. They've sold off their destiny without knowing. Any habit, evil habit, you don't want to see anymore in your life, and you truly turn from it tonight, except God has not sent me, you'll be free from it for life. You will not end up a head cook when you are ordained to be a prime minister. You will not end up a captive like Daniel was when you are ordained to be head of the nation. Whatever sin has done to rob you of your place in Christ, you are recovering yourself tonight. Very quickly tonight, before we pray the prophetic blessing on you, because you are living here a changed person. You remember tonight for good for many years to come. You remember tonight for good for many years to come. Now you want to give your life to Christ around the world today in this convention. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. You want your sins forgiven. You want to become a child of God, stand to your feet. You want to become a new creature, stand to your feet. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Come on now, stand. Now you want to rededicate your life to Christ, at the same time, stand to your feet. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus, stand to your feet. I want to reconnect back to the fountain of life, stand to your feet. This is your night of change. This is your night of change. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus, stand to your feet. This is ordained your night of change. Tonight is your night of change. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, everybody standing from wherever you are, please, in all assemblies, move to the altar area right now. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Move to the altar area. You are here in Faith Tabernacle. You can take your bag along when you are coming. Except you have a friend of yours who will keep it for you. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Tonight is declared your night of change. You are breaking up that fallow ground. It's a night of new beginning. Thank you, Jesus. Keep coming and let's come with speed. Let's come with speed. In all the various assemblies around the world, move now to the altar area. Move now to the altar area. Come to the Savior. His arms are widespread. Come right now, come right now, come right now. No one can save him, sir. Only Jesus can save. He paid the price for our salvation. Come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Young people, this is for your rescue. How shall we escape if you neglect so great a salvation? Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. You have escaped from drug addiction tonight, sexual perversion. You have escaped from the art of stealing, nightmares, harassment of the devil is over in your life. Praise God. Now, everyone in front before the altar of the Lord, wherever you may be around the world, please put your right hand on your chest. Stop filling your forms right now. And pray this simple prayer of faith after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, save my soul. I surrender my life to you tonight. Forgive me all my sins. I believe you died for me on the third day. You rose again that I may be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me back to the faith. By your grace, I shall begin to live the overcomer's life. Sin shall no more have dominion over my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Now, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen. May the grace that brought you in tonight preserve you for life. Amen. You never step back into darkness anymore. Amen. You have escaped tonight, and your escape is for life. You have escaped tonight, and your escape is for life. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In Jesus' name. Congratulations. 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 Please complete your forms right there and pass them on to the church officials around with you. Amen. Please direct them accordingly. Please direct them accordingly to where they should be before they return to their seat. Shall we all rise, please? Now, come on now, victory is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. Come on now, let the choir take up that song and sing it prophetically to your life, because tonight is your night of escape. Tonight is your night of escape. Everything sitting on you tonight is being unseated. You are breaking forth into new realms of your spiritual life. In the name of Jesus. Now, choir, lead us in that song.
Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me, victory today is mine. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told the devil, get thee behind me.
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. We read these two scriptures and I'll pray over you. Whatever you list tonight, whatever comes on your list tonight, at habits you don't want to see anymore, we get off your back. When Peter was resisting the truth, Jesus told him, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Satan was the one walking through him. "Get thee behind me." And Satan left on the spot. Anything you say, "Get thee behind me tonight," will get off your back. Matthew 16 and verse 23. "Get thee behind me, Satan." Satan disappeared. Anything you say, "Get thee behind me tonight," will get off your back. Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 6. Verse 4. 3 and 4. "For thus said the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns." Verse 4. "Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings." Break up and follow God. There a new beginning. Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12. "Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rain righteousness upon us." So breaking new ground is about breaking forth into a new realm of spiritual life. And you are breaking forth tonight. And verse 13 of it. "You have plowed wickedness, you have fruited iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men." Now, great people are teaching some terrible things. Caution. 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 Are there things you don't want to see? We are all going on to perfection. It's a journey. Are there things you don't want to see? Your prayerlessness is an avenue through which the devil torments you. Your lack of passion for the word. Many don't read nothing. They just plug their ears going about town. No time to think. No time to meditate. No time for anything positive. Hearing nonsense music. They come to church, they even block their ears. What a life. What a life. Many of you need to throw away your phone. You throw it away before you throw your life away. Throw it away. What are you doing? People only get me. My phone is on silence when I'm with the Lord. No silence. Off. 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 You need to schedule your time. Let the devil shatter your destiny. Schedule your time. Put value into your time. Put value into your time. Are there certain things you don't want to see? Lift up your two hands before the Lord and ask him for mercy. Jesus, and say to those vices, "Get thee behind me." No. My destiny is too precious to be treated off. Get thee behind me. Spiritual laxities, get thee behind me. Prayer infirmities, get thee behind me. Evil habits, get thee behind me. Somebody's praying. "Feet to that mountain, be thou removed." Get thee behind me. Christ already paid the price. I'm walking free tonight. I'm walking free tonight. I'm walking free tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Every evil thought, get thee behind me. Every satanic influence in my spiritual life, get thee behind me. Whatever is out to rupture my destiny, get thee behind me. Loose yourself from the bands of your neck, O captive daughters of Zion. Oh, captive daughter of Zion. Lay aside every sin and every way that doth easily beset you. And roll with patience. There is a set before you. Somebody's breaking forth. In Jesus' precious name. Now, there is a difference between praying to God and speaking to your mountains. God won't speak to the mountains for you. No. You have to do it. Every thought that is in judgment, you shall condemn. Now, specifically, where you are standing, say to one, two, three things that must stop. Get thee behind me in the name of Jesus. Get thee behind me. Get off my back right now. Get off my back. Who are thou, mountain before Zerubbabel? That shall become a plain. Get thee off my back. Get thee off my back. Get thee off my back. And get thee off tonight. Get thee off my back. And get off my back tonight. Get thee off my back. And get thee off tonight. Jesus, precious name we are praying. He said, loose thyself from the bands of your neck. You are free. If what you said with your mouth is what you believe in your heart, then you are free. Those deadly habits, get off your back tonight. Every form of spiritual laxity, get off your back tonight. As he pours righteousness upon us, the wilderness shall become a fruitful hill. No more dry season in your life. From tonight, times of refreshing becomes your portion. And so shall it be. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Lift your hand before the Lord and let's begin to give glory to Him tonight. What a night. What a night. What a night. Loaded night. The night has delivered. Let's give Him the glory. 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 Let's give Him.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.